Blog Talk Radio. Well, 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 my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, a blessed Yom Teruah. Yes, indeed, a blessed, my brothers and sisters, a blessed Yom HaZikaron, a blessed Yom HaDin. To all those, my brothers and sisters, who seek the blessing the Most High would have for His people, for these, indeed, my brothers and sisters, are the times of remembrance and the times of refreshing. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I believe that this sounding of trumpets is much now in order. Sisters, these are the times of the blowing of the trumpets. Lift up our voice like a trumpet. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, declare to Israel his iniquity and Yaakov his sin, that his people, Israel, might know again how to repent, how to be made strong. For these are the times, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has appointed. Yes, these are the times the Most High has appointed to call, that we be called together into an assembly. Hey, I think also often, my brothers and sisters, about Isaiah. Isaiah 58 chapter definitively relates, yes indeed, definitively relating a time of blowing of trumpets, a time to gather and assemble, transcend all misconceits, my brothers and sisters, that have divided us, even that we at last shall dwell at one, as one together, my brothers and sisters, in a dwelling place restored truly in all things, unto the righteousness of one Most High. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, a blessed Yom Teruah, a blessed Feast of Trumpets to all, a blessed Yom HaZikaron, a blessed Day of Remembrance. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, a blessed Yom HaDin. Yes, all these are the various terms used for this precious time, that we might come together, my brothers and sisters, for this discretion and renewal. And it's time, my brothers and sisters, that we transcend whatever it has been that has been an obstacle against our being made one. My brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me that I have some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, that indeed I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, He has told me I must tell you things. That men, I said that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. And I thank the Most High that His commission, yes, His commission unto me, is I must indeed, the words that He has granted me, call His people to remembrance. A lot to talk about tonight, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. A lot to consider tonight. So many things, my brothers and sisters, are necessary that we all be brought to the remembrance of. That indeed our people, in preparation for the coming Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, might indeed have a genuine atonement. I can liken so much of what's said there with regard to what this time is about, in context of Isaiah 40, yes, indeed. It says, comfort ye, O my people. Comfort ye, O my people. For the times of our warfare has come to an end. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, All eyes must see again the glory of the Most High, even perceive all those things that man over the course of ages has sought to lend a blind eye to ignore and forget since the dawn of human fall. And let no man consider, my brothers and sisters, that man's forgetfulness could be an atonement. In Isaiah 40, it tells us well that by no means should we liken Yah to any of these institutions of man. And it's not man who teaches the Most High the way of salvation. It's not man that is a counselor unto the Most High. By no means will the Most High be destabilized after the misconceits of man. In fact, whole nations will be counted as a drop in a bucket in the day that he calls forth his people to be renewed unto an ancient strength. In the day he calls his people, my brothers and sisters, to remember all things, coming again unto indeed what is everlasting from the beginning, righteousness, even to the overcoming of all the various rulers, kings, priests of this earth, as people might be refined, my brothers and sisters, discerned beyond all the folly of man. For this, my brothers and sisters, the overcoming of Babylon. And indeed, if we understand the principles of this day that we have just blown trumpets in, all these things must come to an understanding, must be brought to an understanding. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the remembrance, the being called to the remembrance of all the Most High has declared. Yes, indeed. It is, my brothers and sisters, the restrengthening of his people, the preparation for the arising light that the Most High has promised upon his people. That his covenant, yes, indeed, that his holy covenant, no longer depart from our mouths. Yes. From henceforth, even forever. My brothers and sisters, I hope you pray the Most High will place his spirit upon his people and understand the roots of so many words that are used for this special time called the Feast of Trumpets. Teruah, my brothers and sisters. Yes, teruah does sound like the blowing of a trumpet. But teruah, my brothers and sisters, like Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit, relates to the arising of the Spirit of his people, my brothers and sisters. Yes, the Spirit that teaches all things, bring all things to remembrance, that rebukes all sin. How about bringing all things to remembrance, my brothers and sisters, after a pure and perfect word? I said that brings all things to remembrance after a pure and perfect word, even that which is from the beginning, that none of his people anymore shall remain subject to whatever fallen standards of depravity, unbelief, diminishments and pollutions of his word, institutionalities of man and their changeabilities and mock humility, that his people be subject to no more, my brothers and sisters, to any of the idle or foolish words that are the result of man's either rebellion, negligence, treachery. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we discern again the reality. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand the principles by which our people must again be made one. This day we call Yom Teruah. Also is known is Yom HaZikaron. Some of you may hear in there the intimation of something we have spoken about also before. Rishon Acharon, the term used for first and the last. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Is it not that which is from the beginning eternal? First and the last, is it not everlasting? What is it, my brothers and sisters, that we must remember but that which the Most High confirmed from the very beginning, previously already confirmed by Yah to be brought to bear in his Messiah. Is not that word, my brothers and sisters, surely that word is a promise, a word from the beginning that is eternal. And for those of us who are ready to understand it, yes, for those of us who are ready to understand it, my brothers and sisters, when we talk about Yohanan, John 1 and 1, the word that is used for word, as they translate it in English, that very word, my brothers and sisters, is also the word for promise. It's a word that can be related for a covenant, a declaration, a word that is to be published. An agreement, my brothers and sisters. And when the scripture says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, the Word was Yah, I pray that you will be able to follow me and open your minds to understand. It means that from the beginning was a word of promise, a covenant that the Most High has made to assure that he would bring to bear all that he has spoken. It is a word of promise, a covenant, and believe him, that which the Most High will remember, certainly we also must. From the beginning was a word of promise, my brothers and sisters, a debar, a covenant. And that promise, my brothers and sisters, confirmed with and in the Most High. That promise, my brothers and sisters, is irrevocable. It is eternal. We must understand what the book of Galatians then is saying when it says, a covenant, once it is confirmed, no man can change anything in it. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that this promise is not according to a multitude of diverse ideals, standards that men might establish. It means that that covenant, my brothers and sisters, with the Most High established from the beginning, previously confirmed, cursed then is anyone who would seek to deny anything that is in it. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who will understand what these scriptures are saying when you start considering such scriptures as 2 Caper, 2 Peter they called it, 1:19 through 21, 1 Caper, 1 Peter, 1:10 through 11, all things spoken by the prophet, by the spirit of the Messiah. What about the scriptures that says that all things the prophet spoke of, not a private interpretation, not all things the prophet spoke are contained in their own books? It's the word over the course of ages, my brothers and sisters. Yes, you hear me. Not everything a prophet says is contained in his own book, because the author is still yet the Holy Spirit. Shall we not understand then, my brothers and sisters, that the covenant that the Most High made with his people throughout all generations, that they should keep these special Shabbats, these special feasts, these memorials, these times of remembrance, or that his people might be a strong people, my brothers and sisters. What else is meant by the scriptures that is related in Ephesians, third chapter, saying we must comprehend with all the saints what is the height, depth, and breadth, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, even to the full measure and stature of Messiah himself. All these things be true, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, all these things be true. But today, Israel has a problem. Zion has a problem, my brothers and sisters. And the problem that Zion has is, even though Messiah said that the communion of bread and wine should be unto the remembrance of him, Israel, my brothers and sisters, has not remembered the word as it is from the beginning. And many, my brothers and sisters, have crept in unawares. Deceivers, my brothers and sisters, calling themselves as if they were the children of Yah. But my brothers and sisters, I would have you understand that man calling himself by the holy name does not make anyone a true child of Israel. The book of Joel, it tells us well, because it does say in the last days that all call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered, but it says that in Jerusalem should be deliverance to the remnant whom the Most High himself is called. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the problem that Zion has today is that many have forged the holy name upon institutions of man, institutions not having faith unto the will of one. I said not having faith unto the will of one, having fallen away from the discernment of what indeed is from the beginning divine righteousness, And men seeking to establish their own righteousness, my brothers and sisters, have not submitted to the righteousness of Yah, defile the holy name. And men seeking to establish their own governments, their own kingdoms, their own dominions, have not declared, indeed, what is the gospel. Yes, the whole pure and perfect word of the Most High. But yes, if only we are to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the times the Most High has declared are all unto our mutual remembrance, even the expectation of the promise of the Most High, that He will send His anointed one, whose express purpose is to expose all the idle, foolish, discerned, let's just say, deceitful words of men, that all then that shall remain, my brothers and sisters, is a people, a remnant of a people, my brothers and sisters, called by the name of the Most High, formed unto divine glory, who will speak no lies and do no iniquity. For this is the promise of the Most High. And as from the beginning, with my brothers and sisters, this word of promise, a covenant, an irrevocable covenant, an irrevocable promise, an irrevocable agreement, a word, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has spoken, that He would bring to bear all that for which He sent it. This is a promise confirmed from the beginning with Yah. It is an eternal one. And without this promise, my brothers and sisters, without the remembrance of this agreement, my brothers and sisters, without the promise of this agreement, there's no hope of salvation. But with this promise, my brothers and sisters, and by this promise, was all things made and all things confirmed, that there might be peace, that there might be harmony. And just like we spoke before about the term first and the last, Rishon, Acharon. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High is eternal in all His word. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, this promise, being an eternal one, declared that what is confirmed and declared from the beginning must be the eventuality. And this knowledge, my brothers and sisters, the knowledge of this promise, the remembrance of this promise, indeed, my brothers and sisters, is the life and the light of men. And without this promise, my brothers and sisters, our people are still yet in the darkness. Isn't it then time, my brothers and sisters, we must understand what the scriptures mean when they talk about in Isaiah 59 through 60. He says, my covenant shall not depart from your mouth, nor the mouth of your descendants henceforth, even forever. And our time has come, my brothers and sisters, for our light must arise and shine. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, and the people of Yah, awaken beyond all that has divided them, all the misconceits, all the partialities, all the impurities that has divided His people, must awaken, my brothers and sisters, to become one. And a people, my brothers and sisters, revived, made strong, made one, must awaken beyond the illusions that exist among the nations, whereby they talk about among the Gentiles. They are not under but above the law of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, without the law of the Most High, that's why you see the nations divided today. It's time to understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. It's time to understand the reality. For if all mankind had awakened to the dispensation of the gospel under the pure and perfect word, all nations would be one, and the division of the nations would not exist. But they tell you things like they talk about putting away divine law. That's like saying they put away all hope for justice. Did you hear me? It's like saying that there should be no example. I said that there should be no example of a people who, like Abraham, knew to believe Yah and seek all righteousness, even the perfect will of Yah, without any resistance in their hearts. They say there should not be such a thing, but they call themselves, supposedly by faith, the children of Abraham. Since when is man's faith supposed to be under confusion and division and contention and doubt? My brothers and sisters, it's time to understand what the nations have done. They compel people never to seek to remember what is from the beginning or realize it necessary that men not recognize the fallen state. They've said that there should be none to declare a righteous example of a people lawful in the earth. our brothers and sisters, they sought to destroy from the minds the concept of what Israel must be as a light to all nations. For there must be an example, our brothers and sisters. There must be an example to show again our light unto our paths, to light again our way from out of the darkness. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I've talked to many pastors who dare to say that there's no hidden gospel. My brothers and sisters, they would have you think that because they would not have you to know that it is they, in the multitude of their differences, that have hidden what is the absolution of the One Most High. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand the reality. It's time to see that which for a long time a world has been persuaded to remain blind to. It's time to discern those things, my brothers and sisters, that a world has been compelled to forget. It's time to overcome all this mock humility. For my brothers and sisters, all the word of Yah is His word. And that word in its totality is indeed like a sharp two-edged sword, able to discern thoughts and intents of the hearts. And I say, blessed, my brothers and sisters, blessed are those who understand the shout of the trumpet. Yes, indeed. A call to assembly, a call to strength, a call to oneness, a call to one accord, a call to the hearing of one voice. For indeed, the discerning of this need to seek Yah for the remembrance of all things in these times of consecration, this time of renewing, this renewal, this restoration of faith, the bringing the earth to the rest and peace the Most High has intended. This, my brothers and sisters, is the reclamation of all, I said the reclamation of my brothers and sisters, of all that has been deprived our people. For few have seemed to understand that the feast of the Most High were always to be memorials, always to be times of remembrance. You need to ask yourself a question, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High told me. He said, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide and deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. How about bring these things to remembrance? Yes, my brothers and sisters, for in the remembrance of what the Most High declared from the beginning, we might see beyond all that has been the fallen state of man. In the remembrance, my brothers and sisters, of all the Most High declared from the beginning, we might again, in fact, we shall again be one. When men shall know again their duty, by faith, my brothers and sisters, unto the will of one. Oh, do I need to explain that? When men shall know by faith unto the will of one, what it means, my brothers and sisters, to realize that Yah is one, that means He is pure and perfectly all that He is, and He does not deny Himself. When we realize beyond our pride to seek, my brothers and sisters, the purity of the everlasting gospel, the word from on high that it transcends the rule of all the rulers of this earth, then will we know to seek Yah directly Himself. I would call your attention to such scriptures like Yaka, called James. It says that we're scattered among the nations. How about divided, contentious after other allegiances among the nations? We have to seek a superior wisdom. Yes, my brothers and sisters, by faith we need to ask Yah Himself how to see beyond all the contentions of the allegiances that divide us. He said, let faith have a perfect work. He says, count it all joy when you find yourself subject to all manner of diverse temptations. For you know the trying of your patience, your perseverance brings forth, of your faith brings forth perseverance. You ever stop to consider scripture, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are saying? That faith bringing forth its perfect work grants us the strength and discretion to see beyond all the diverse inclinations, influence, temptations, dissuasions, distractions that exist in the earth. That we might ask of Yah Himself for what is stable. For how shall men say that they are wise before the Most High after a multitude of institutions that are so contentious and blind and partial and polluted themselves, that by no means could they make our people, do they have the strength to make our people one. Let us understand then, my brothers and sisters, faith must come unto reunion, renewing must come by hearing a word from Yah himself. There's something very powerfully spiritual about the true keeping of the feast and the Shabbat of the Most High, because we are to remember all the Most High declared from the beginning. And I dare to tell you that so much of what the early church knew as a common expectation has been forgotten. I said forgotten among the masses today. I said has been forgotten, my brothers and sisters, and I dare say there's no other foundation but that one foundation unto the expectation, the hope of all righteousness restored. And it's time, my brothers and sisters, to remember these things. For if Israel, Zion, the flock of the Most High, has not discerned all that would help her to determine and detect and shepherd, my brothers and sisters, all this word too must be brought to remembrance. There's only one solution, my brothers and sisters. One solution, my brothers and sisters, in returning in repentance unto oneness in the Most High. And it is to remember that which the Most High declared as an eternal covenant, a holy covenant, something, my brothers and sisters, by no means dissuaded or tampered with after the misconceits of man. Only solution, my brothers and sisters, unto this salvation is the remembrance of what the Most High declared from the beginning eternal. He says he's the first and the last, the beginning and the end, and blessed are they who keep his commandments. How about those who preserve that initial conscience? And the only way, my brothers and sisters, that any soul could attain to this consciousness is by the gift of his spirit. Let us consider what is meant then by the scripture saying that those who believed in him, he gave them power to become the sons of Yah, not after the will of man or the will of flesh, born of Yah. What do you think it means, my brothers and sisters? Hey, man after the flesh is twisted and torn by every manner of changeable, diverse misconceit that entices the thoughts of a carnal mind. But my brothers and sisters, he says, those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. Gave them by his spirit a capacity to see then. He gives by his spirit a capacity then to see beyond all those things that dissuade and divide his people unto sin. Any manner of misconception, any manner of worldly institutionality that has forged the holy name upon itself after vanity, partiality, pollutions, folly, stagnation. We need to understand what the scriptures really mean when it talks about in Isaiah 30. Talk about woe to those who take counsel but not from him. The end result, my brothers and sisters, he said they are like beasts that sit still, stagnant, rather than going and growing in the grace and the knowledge of Yah. Believing after contradiction, my brothers and sisters, that leaves men not to discern what it is to grow in the righteousness of the Most High. And the scriptures, did they not tell us that if we hearken not to Yah, the end result is confusion? The end result, my brothers and sisters, did he not say that we were warned that unless we hearken to Yah, our worship is in vain? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We've been talking about the idea that unless we seek Yah himself to discern his righteousness, awaiting the Son of Man who will rebuke all the kings, priests, and rulers of this earth, that righteousness be restored, lest we seek him directly. Lest we seek him by his spirit. Lest we seek him for the renewing that he offers by his spirit. Discerning what it means when the scripture says the spirit of truth, the worldly, the testimony of truth, the world will not receive, means anyone who seeks to maintain any pollutions of this world, any the darkness that is the confusion of this world, the contradictions, the debate and doubt of this world. He said the spirit of truth, the worldly, that pure, perfect word, the world will not fully receive, will not fully accept, will not welcome with love. Well, my brothers and sisters, let us understand what this means. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments and I reveal myself. It means, my brothers and sisters, there's reward to seeking perfect obedience. And if we understand that our remembrance must be, the remembrance of these things must be under the perfect will of Yah, for he called his all his festivals, my brothers and sisters, he said, a remembrance throughout all generations. Shall we not understand what scriptures mean then? It says we must comprehend with all the saints what is the height, depth, and breadth, full measure and stature of Messiah. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one constancy. In his name, all speaking the same thing. Oh yes, my brothers and sisters. What about the scriptures that talk about in Malachi? He says he restored the heart of the fathers to the children, the heart of the children to the fathers. This is a constancy. It's an irrevocable promise. And many have sought to compel men to believe otherwise. Yes, my brothers and sisters, they might divide our people. But so many, my brothers and sisters, not willing to seek the purity of the will of one, have sought to establish their own standards, not submitting to the righteousness of Yah, compelling a division among our people that should not be. Is it not understandable now, my brothers and sisters, what must come to pass? What must come to pass, my brothers and sisters, must be remembrance. For the Most High has forgotten nothing that he gave mankind as a requirement unto the city of peace. I pray, my brothers and sisters, that our people shall understand this. How is it that we have not all understood that the purpose for which the Most High gave his feast is not just simply that we remember a day. Oh, my brothers and sisters, is that we remember a conscience. This is the hope of an atonement, my brothers and sisters. This is the hope of the putting aside all sin. This is the hope, my brothers and sisters, to cast aside all confusion, that indeed we might be worthy unto a city peace. It's time, my brothers and sisters, the world should know. Yes, indeed. It's time the world should know what the scriptures mean in Isaiah 59 when it says, the way of peace men know not, have known not, have not discerned the solution. That the nations rage and the people imagine vain things because the kings have conspired together. All my brothers and sisters, have they conspired together? The people remember the word that is the oneness of Yah from the beginning? Or have they sought that men count something far from initial ideal or foundation and call it a constitution upon which governments stand? My brother says there's only one foundation, and we are always told that we should guard ourselves with regard to what we build upon that foundation. Because to build upon that foundation something faulty, what the scripture says, whoever destroys or defiles the temple, Yah will destroy. Whoever defiles the minds of men not to discern that which the Most High declared from the beginning, he says Yah will destroy. What do you think it means then, my brothers and sisters, in Jeremiah 30:10-11? When it says, Most High will make a full end of all nations wherever Israel has been scattered. How about whatever ideals that have scattered the minds and keeping the allegiance of his people? He make a full end that he may correct his people beyond all these distractions justly. Isn't it time we understand what the scriptures mean when he says he is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek? An order, a priest after the order of Melchizedek, a priest forever, can only bring about a restoration and remembrance, my brothers and sisters, of all those things that the nations and rulers of the earth have sought that men should never remember. Even, my brothers and sisters, bring to remembrance all those things that the rulers of this earth, upon faulty foundations, have sought that men Should forever forget. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. This is the time of the refreshing. This is the time of the renewing, whereby we who have been indiscriminately blinded by contentious pluralities of man may regain our strength, might remember, my brothers and sisters, that which the Most High promised will make us a people worthy unto his name. The Most Honorable Soul, my brothers and sisters, shall discern the preciousness of these words. The Most Humble Soul, my brothers and sisters, shall hear the word of the gospel. The Shabbats and the feasts of the Most High were always foreordained as holy memorials, unto the remembrance and preservation and expectation of all things complete, as Yah is foreordained, unto one holy and blessed harmony, rest, peace, glory unto the Most High, my brothers and sisters. And indeed, as the Son of Man, as he comes to restore all things and bring all things to remembrance for the restitution of all things according to all things spoken by the prophets since the world began. Even as he who brings man to remembrance beyond all the obstacles that have been the various rulers, institutions of man, political, social, and religious obstacles that men must see beyond. For indeed, none of these differences would have been if man had held true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. Our brothers and sisters, the Son of Man is the judge who rebukes the wickedness of all the rulers, that all righteousness might be restored. Even all that was foreordained of old and in former years. As the Son of Man, my brothers and sisters, even the righteous Kurdi is the Lord, who brings all things to remembrance. We need to talk about Isaiah 24, 25, 26. Yes, indeed. As the Son of Man, my brothers and sisters, brings all things to remembrance, so is the Son of Man. We've talked about this before in the last couple of nights. The righteous one called the Kurdi is the Lord of Shabbat. Is it not time we understand, my brothers and sisters? Many of us call or say we are Israel, saying that we are formed into his purpose. Must now realize that there has been a magnificent foundation that very few among us have known. Very few among us have known to expect. Must be called to remembrance, my brothers and sisters, that we find that all that we do has been the preaching of idle words and vain, foolish, partial, polluted words are not the doctrine, my brothers and sisters, upon which a holy kingdom shall be restored on earth. Isaiah 58 says that we call the Sabbath a delight. Hey, how about call the completion in divine will a delight? Taking our supposed authority, claims for authority from off polluting his Shabbat. Yes, indeed. Says, speaking no idle words. Oh, I hope you understand me. No words that contradict or countermand divine command. No words, my brothers and sisters, after hasty conclusion. He said, then shall we be called the repairers of the paths to dwell in. Repairers of the breaches. My brothers and sisters, the paths to dwell in. Restoring the former desolations of many generations, my brothers and sisters. But this is much more than restoring a city. It is restoring, my brothers and sisters, a conscience with which the Most High shall be pleased. I sit back and I question sometimes, my brothers and sisters, how it is that so many say they are, if you will, Sabbatarians, keepers of the Shabbat. Some Sabbatarians keeping the seventh day, but not keeping the feast. Shall we not understand, my brothers and sisters, what's meant to commend Colossians 2nd, when he said we should never allow the rudiments of men, the principalities and powers, to blind us against discerning what is complete before Yah, And we must discern, my brothers and sisters, the remembrance of all things that can only come by His Spirit, and certainly not by the mere experience of the hearing the word of a man. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters. I pray that the Most High will help you to understand. For even if you do hear a man who speaks righteousness, it requires the Spirit of the Most High to bring the remembrance of the initial vision back again to your heart. The Shabbat, my brothers and sisters, was always a very spiritual thing. The scriptures say, if you have not the Spirit of the Messiah, you are none of His. We need the discipline, my brothers and sisters, the Most High grants, that we understand more than words written and learned by rote, that we see again His vision. It is time we understand the reality, that we prepare for what will be a legitimate atonement of His people, that we have a dwelling place, my brothers and sisters, whose architect is Yah. How is it, my brothers and sisters, the rulers have not called men to remembrance of all things? It's because there's something they would choose that all never come to understand? Is there something, my brothers and sisters, they have hidden, sought to silence, and then hope, and even have schemed together that none come again to consciousness of? For in the remembrance of what the Most High declared as a foundation for the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is a reference point by which men might understand how it is in so many ways men have been beguiled to fall short of what is divine mark. Could it be as the lawless, my brothers and sisters, are afraid of something the masses might find out? It is written that when the truth of that foundation is known, all the cities and kingdoms of the earth, my brothers and sisters, shall fall, my brothers and sisters, because men will discern in that day, in the day of divine judgment, that the Most High will only henceforth preserve that which will be true, which will be true to Him. A blessed, my brothers and sisters, Yom Teruah unto all. May we all be blessed in the arising of His Spirit upon our hearts to remember that which should never have been forgotten. Indeed, it's time to blow a trumpet in Zion, to call forth an assembly, my brothers and sisters. Assembly, my brothers and sisters, whereby we seek beyond whatever it is that has caused contentions among us and the multitudes of treacherous rulers who have established institutions, forged the holy name upon us, to draw men into their cages rather than set them in all things free. It's time to be discerned the real, my brothers and sisters, but this is the purpose for which the Mashiach comes. In fact, the scriptures tell us that whoever, Isaiah 40:1-21, whoever cannot declare what the Most High declared of old, what is and what is to come, is an abomination, something not shapen by His Spirit. And the Most High calls an abomination whatever is proud, whatever is so self-righteous, it will not submit to the righteousness of Yah. He calls an abomination an unnatural thing. In fact, my brothers and sisters, He counts it beastly, whatever will not be shapen according to the purpose for which He made man after His own image and imagination. Not that we be imposters, my brothers and sisters, men walking around looking like Him but acting like imps, but that, my brothers and sisters, yes indeed, they remember the purpose for which we were made. Manu, my brothers and sisters, men able to commune together, and the highest expression of all the Most High will reveal for us, that we indeed be a people unto His glory. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, the reality. So many things I could speak to you about how the prophecies relate again and again about the need. Yes, indeed, the need to bring all things to remembrance. For the word, the promise the Most High gave us from the beginning, and we must remember this promise. Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Bring all things to remembrance. Is that not an atonement, my brothers and sisters? Is that not an atonement? Did not the Messiah give his very life that men no longer forget? He said, forgive them, Father. Leave them no longer forgetful. That they discern their ways and they know what they do. Even that they know his ways, my brothers and sisters, they might return unto him. Isn't it time we understand? Exodus 20 and 8, my brothers and sisters, he said we should not take his name in vain. Not after any partial standard, not after the result of any of the fallen misconceits of man. How about that we have no other concept of what is completion? No other concept of what is holy? What is atonement for him? Is it not written in Deuteronomy 29:29, secret things belong to the Most High, but those things which he had revealed belong to us? Something we ought to remember forever. And Deuteronomy 30 promises that his people will be brought back in the remembrance of all things. Should we not prepare for this? Messiah brings all things to remembrance, my brothers and sisters, according to all spoken by the prophets since the world began. I think about those scriptures in Deuteronomy, back among the books of Moshe. Words of the Torah. Numbers 24, my brothers and sisters, told us to look forward to him, one who will cause Israel to be brought back, to be renewed unto ancient strength, one called the Star of Jacob. And he will destroy whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, that would preserve the ways of a wicked world, even a city or a wicked world, a mind state of confusion that would be an obstacle against his people attaining to the promise the Most High declared from the beginning. Need to understand what it means. They blessed are they who bless Israel and cursed are they who curse. Whoever caused Israel to forget the ancient promise that makes her people, the covenants of the promise, for what you find in Ephesians 2nd. They will make Israel a strong commonwealth again. Whoever would do this, my brothers and sisters, who would convert and pollute the doctrines. He said, my brothers and sisters, whoever cursed Israel, divide Israel in this way, dissuade Israel, deceive Israel in this way, is a curse. Isn't it that time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand that unless we seek the remembrance of all things, we have broken the covenant? I think about scriptures like, brothers and sisters, again, Malachi 4, it says, restore. He said, remember the law which he gave his servant Moshe. And we must remember this, my brothers and sisters, that we prepare to survive the judgment and that we prepare to inherit, my brothers and sisters, the blessing that is the day when the Most High has put all things under his authority. The great day, my brothers and sisters, in which he will declare to this world peace. He said, remember that law. Oh, my brothers and sisters, how is it that so many have sought to compel men to judge things after what their eyes see and their ears hear, carnal eyes and ears see in this generation, rather than realizing that by the Spirit there must be the remembrance of all things, that every lawless, partial, and polluted standard be overcome. That at last, my brothers and sisters, all nations, yes, shall seek the will of one that rests in peace after a pure and perfect standard. Yes, that rest in peace after a pure and perfect standard be a blessing unto all. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to see the reality. It's time to discern, my brothers and sisters, what has always been the promise. How shall the covenant be restored but that every obstacle, every adversary, every neglectful, partial, fatally flattering standard that has stood as an obstacle against people in this discerning the reality must be removed. I said must be removed. That's how you restore a holy covenant. And who will understand it in his time? So many, my brothers and sisters, like I said, I've been listening for a while. And I continually ask, why is it? Why is it, my brothers and sisters? So few have talked about the need for complete remembrance of all things, because there are so many truths that this society, well, quite frankly, the result or much mayhem, oppression, even murder, to silence from the mind the knowledge of certain truths. As certain truths, my brothers and sisters, that men have been taught, well, I'll tell you how the Most High told me, some of the biggest lies have been told to hide from the greatest truths. And there are truths, my brothers and sisters, that some are not even willing to reason and give themselves a chance to understand. I can only tell you that the answer to a lot of questions, how you can see beyond a lot of barriers, are on my website. It's an article called HiddenGospel.com, an article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. There's a need to remember what the early church knew. There's a need to understand how you can see beyond all the blocks that have kept people from rightly understanding the prophecies and the chronology of all things as they were initially intended. There's a need to understand, my brothers and sisters, how Messiah shall indeed appear to this world. And believe me, the vast majority don't have a clue. There's a need to check out the article on my website, HiddenGospel.com. It's an article called Secret City Prophecies. Be sure, my brothers and sisters, the time is not long to understand these things, to investigate all these things and understand them. For the truth of what truly the scriptures have to say, giving consideration to all things the Most High has spoken. I say, woe to those, my brothers and sisters, forgetting the righteousness of Yah, seek to preserve darkness, that they establish their own righteousness, seeking to enslave the minds, the gullible, who lacking knowledge, not having the whole armor of Yah, fall so quickly to be victimized by a deceitful, partial, or perverse word. For my brothers and sisters, woe to those who would keep men flat-footed to believe that they are wise simply after only hearing a word from men, when the most ancient definitions of a fool has always been that men, well, like I said, call them fools whenever men felt that they knew all they needed to know. Only hearing from men, for it is the Most High himself who must open the eyes and the mind to discern the precept of his righteousness. Who else, my brothers and sisters, but he? For the mere hearing of a word, well, let me tell you something. The Most High told me that whatever I hear from men, whatever I see or read from men, he said I better check it out with him first, or somebody will make a fool of me. Well, the word fool, my brothers and sisters, again, means that you trust a partial perception, hasty conclusions, and once men have established a snare for you, you might never, ever discern what is necessary to see beyond the illusion. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to realize we must consider all things the Most High says, has said. All things, my brothers and sisters, because he's going to hold just men accountable unto it all. There must be a remembrance. There must be a remembrance, my brothers and sisters, of all those things which should never, ever have been forgotten. And blessed are they who will know this. And blessed are they who will never forget it. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters. I would have you to understand, again, what the Most High told me, some of the biggest lies, biggest half-truths, whereby men stood standing upon faulty foundation, not realizing that the nature of a lie is that he would never tell you the whole truth. So the biggest lies have been told. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, that men not perceive the greater truths. We need to ask ourselves a question. Is there a light? Is there a glory, an invariant wisdom that humanity has been compelled to forget? There's a reason why the scripture said that we must return to the initial foundation. And man will find out in the last days, yes, even the Messiah's own reproof. According to what is written in Isaiah 28, man will find out he has long since forgotten the foundation. Not only, my brothers and sisters, forgotten the foundation, but has not never had a pure enough word upon which to mature. Therefore, blessed are those who will put their trust in him. Is there a light, my brothers and sisters, a glory which men have forgotten? I think it's time to start examining the scriptures. In fact, I know it is. to find out what has been missing. You might be shocked to find out just how much it is. The covenant which Yah sworn to remember, I said before, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will surely bring to bear. As a covenant is a word, the covenant which the Most High will remember, man would be wise to seek. From beginning from creation, he said there, he would come forth saying, there am I, to show you the way that you should go. How about the men no longer be lost, but they might find their way? He says, now hearken unto me and be restored. Yes, indeed. That's the reason why he says, now listen to me, O isles. Hearken to me, O you nations, and let my people renew their strength. Let them see beyond all the vanities and the misconceits that have divided mankind. And let Yah himself become shepherd and deliverer. This has been the promise, my brothers and sisters. And one of the biggest secrets in the whole Bible, yes indeed, has been that the rulers would not tell you that they and the multitude of their divisions that should never have existed are the sin, the separation, and the curses that have divided his people. Wherever it is, they have sought to compel the people not to seek the whole, pure, and perfect truth. And I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that many have never considered that what they have known has been a partial, a very carnal perception of salvation, even a carnal perception of Messiah himself. But how many, my brothers and sisters, will humble their hearts to know it? Again, I tell you, you need to check out that article on my website, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation at HiddenGospel.com. Find out what they've been hidden from, been hiding from you. Find out, my brothers and sisters, what the sign, the true sign is for the coming of the Son of Man. Check out that article called Secret City Prophecies, my brothers and sisters. Find out about the prophecies that are in the book that you call the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, relating these things. And I dare to tell you that all things necessary to be brought to bear, that this prophecy come to pass, are happening right before our eyes, faster than many might even begin to consider, simply because they have not known, nor remembered, nor been compelled to remember what the Most High said was an everlasting promise. It's time, my brothers and sisters, it's time to be restored to the knowledge of the real. Think about scriptures like Malachi. It says, by no means does those who have even a residue of his spirit seek to retain the darkness, a part, if you will, partiality in the law. By no man, by the Spirit of the Most High, shall no man be treacherous against the full remembrance of a covenant. By the Spirit, or even the residue of the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, shall no man teach the ways or seek to be proud in any fallen, diminished, polluted, foreign, false, fallen standard. You need to read Malachi really closely. It says, my brothers and sisters, by the Spirit of the Most High, what is it that must occur? How about all things brought to remembrance that we may bring an offering to the Most High of old as in righteousness? None any more being deceived by those who would hide their iniquities and inequities in their robes. No more, my brothers and sisters, shall his people, in the days that the light finally shines, shall men believe that a multitude of evil, deviant ways is good in the sight of the Most High. To believe that after such corruption that he delights in such. Read, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures closely in the book of Malachi and understand. For whoever calls upon the name of the Most High, not to seek his all that is his full, pure, and perfect will, have broken a covenant and not, my brothers and sisters, sought with love what is necessary for the full redemption of our people. It's time, my brothers and sisters, for the Most High will indeed soon judge check the hearts of all men true to every word that he has spoken. Like I said, by what, my brothers and sisters, shall men be restored to the heart of the ancient Hebrew fathers, but by the Spirit the Most High says he grants to those who would be obedient to him. The Spirit that he said, my brothers and sisters, he grants to those who humbly and diligently pursue his will. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, the reason why some have not heard or would not hear? They dare to think that they could be instructed while they're telling the Most High what they will or will not hearken to obey. Anyone who would do this, my brothers and sisters, needs to really check out those last verses of Psalm 50, asking why, if some even thought to take a covenant at his mouth, seeing that they hate his instruction, would slander their own mother's son. When they see those profiting on the gullibility of men, compromising, hypocrisizing the word, when they see such thieves who flatter men to death, my brothers and sisters, maintaining a covenant with indiscretion, he says, when they see men profiting on the gullibility of men, they join with them. Call them robbers and thieves, my brothers and sisters, who could never bring forth an offering true to the Most High. Might sound like a little bit of hard word tonight, my brothers and sisters. It's hard, but I'm telling you, in all things, it is fair. For no man has a right, my brothers and sisters, to deny the Most High the vision. The vision of beauty, my brothers and sisters, made manifest in this earth, made a reality that he, from the beginning, that he desires to give in the greatness of his love. No man has the right, my brothers and sisters, to sway any heart, any mind, any soul against the fruition or perceiving the fruition of what Yah has planned for those who would love him. Does one who would be hateful against the truth have a right, my brothers and sisters, to deny anyone the divine reward? It's time to understand the real, my brothers and sisters. It's time to see the reality. We are told to be watchful for the coming of the Son of Man. The Son of Man reproves all the rulers, my brothers and sisters. Do you really believe that being watchful for him is a matter of seeking the rules, or is it a matter of something I call bending knee university? Seeking the Most High directly himself. I will simply tell you one of the prayers that I've oftentimes always said before the Most High. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know what may have been stuck in my head that keeps me from perceiving all things clearly for the blessing of my people. But Father, you know. And if you don't tell me, I won't know. My brothers and sisters, whose will is it that we must seek to appease? Well, it is he, my brothers and sisters, that teaches us how to genuinely in all things appease him. No subordinate, partial, or diminished ideal of man is sufficient. It's time that we understand. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we seek the varied ideals of no one, and that we seek indeed what from the beginning is the invariant light. I know some might sit back and ask, well, how can we remember the things that the Most High declared from the beginning? That, my brothers and sisters, again, is a gift of his Spirit. And we receive his Spirit and we receive that guidance when our petition to the Most High is to be complete and in all things true unto him. Isn't it time we understand? Yes, my brothers and sisters, I believe that time has come. All, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High declared from the beginning, he has remembered his every word. Man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Means. Think about it. It says man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. That means, my brothers and sisters, as his word is eternal, so must we receive all that is that engrafted word. There's no contradiction, my brothers and sisters, in the path of life. I said there are no contradictions in the path of life. We live, my brothers and sisters, when we are true to his every word. For the Most High one time asked me directly, I will not forget it. He asked me directly, shall a man disagree or contend with the Most High on even a single point and live? And I already knew what the answer was. It was something in the tone of the question being asked. One time I remember reading diligently, I thought, the scriptures. Most High knows what all is there that we might not yet see. And I thought that I was really pulling down, thank Most High, some very powerful revelation of word. Most High knew what else is there. He knew what I was not seeing. And he told me directly these words, either you seek all my will and you can stop right now. Do we make a covenant unto the holy name, the name of him who is all that he is, not to seek the fullness of his word? Not to seek the remembrance of all those things, my brothers and sisters, we should never have forgotten. He told me, my brothers and sisters, either seek the fullness of his will, or quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways we break the covenant. Either we seek the fullness of his will, my brothers and sisters, or we already made an oath to rebellion. He told me that nothing less than this would he accept. And it sounds to me so much like Matthew 5:14-24. He said, you fall victim to anyone who dishonors the law of the prophets in any way, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Because it means your conscience is still left in an unstable state, insufficient to build that pure and perfect eternal kingdom. He said, if you really understand it, but he also says, if anyone seek to deceive his brother, to stand against the full expectation of the law and the prophets, he says, guilty even unto hellfire. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, I don't know how else I can say it to you. It is imperative that we seek the fullness of the Holy Word. I have given on my website, yes indeed, I've given on my website much information toward the remembrance of these things, to see these things again in order. But that's the commission the Most High gave me. I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, without these things, no soul shall be confirmed. They will be confirmed unto stability and steadfastness before Yah, those who confirm and agree with his word. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, they will understand this. For anyone who would seek anything else is still counted among the unstable, the double-minded, and the treacherous. But that the Most High has begun to reveal, my brothers and sisters, again to the mind of his chosen, the hidden things, is indeed, my brothers and sisters, the hope of glory. But this is what the Most High has promised. Blessed are they who will understand it and will allow no one, I said, will allow no one to stand in the way. A day of atonement comes. And the Most High desires that no man, my brothers and sisters, no man stand in the way of his people, comprehending fully who he is. Why have the rulers not told you that we all must seek this fullness? Again, Galatians, covenant previously confirmed by Yah and his Messiah. So once it's confirmed, no man can change anything in it. Certainly then, accursed from that covenant agreement is anyone who would seek to deny anything in it. Scripture says you belong to the righteous one, the pure Messiah. You're the sons of Abraham according to an ancient promise, my brothers and sisters, that was always unto the will of one. But beyond every false schoolmaster who would dissuade and misguide his people unto a multitude of debates and doubts. There's a reason why Galatians, they understood, if you understand what I'm saying. Galatians, it must be true that the apostle Shaul understood that the righteous one, the Kurdi, they want to call him Christ. You need to check out that article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Understand where that term Christ came from and how far it is. I said how far it is from the expectation of the early church. They must have understood that the Kurdi, the righteous one, comes to restore his people to the faith, like the faith of Abraham, who believed Yah, did not say the various rulers of this world. For the scriptures tell us there, if we belong to, those who follow the one called the King of the East, who Messiah said he is. Revelation 22:16, Revelation 16:12-21. All you need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are saying at Isaiah 40-41 about that righteous one like the rising sun who casts out all the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure. It says, if we call ourselves his people, we're talking about Galatians 4. Why do we still follow after weak and beggarly principles? The traditions, the standards of men. Still upholding and memorializing what are ultimately pagan days, times, months, and years. My brothers and sisters, everything that humanity has established as a counterfeit and called it a holy day has been an obstacle against men discerning what the Most High declared eternal from the beginning. There's a reason why the apostles said, I pray that I have not labored among you in vain. I pray that men shall understand that what he was telling them. He prayed that men shall discern the fullness of a covenant. It was the same apostle who said that Most High does not deny himself, that we must be complete unto all good works. They say we must be fully furnished, my brothers and sisters, unto all good works. He said that all scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit. I said that all scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit, worthy for proof and doctrine. Proof of whatever is contrary to sound doctrine. But he said there are those that the time would come and it has long since come. That those who prefer laxity, compromise, neglect will not seek, will not hear, will not heed, will not obey with a sound doctrine that gives consideration of all things the Most High declared. And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is man, but we may not realize it, is about to soon have his entire soul consciousness checked. Because many are they, my brothers and sisters, who look at the 45,000 denominations that are in this earth, falling short of the mark, and believing that these security anchors, these false security anchors, will be counted a shield against the judgment of the Most High. You need to read Isaiah 28. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it said, be a vexation and a terror for many to understand the report, for the doctrines they thought they could rely upon. It said, the cloth or the doctrine they trusted to cover their shame, nakedness, falling short. It's too short. Insufficient for a garment. Not enough for a man to wrap himself up in. Many will understand according to that prophecy, my brothers and sisters, in that day, that when the overflowing scourge passes through, men will be taken away by it. Why? He warned us against false prophets who teach a fallen or diminished word, crying out to the Most High, but not to perform fully what is the will of the Father. Compelling men to walk after what is abominable, pride, for lack of knowledge or lack of perception of what is to be the expectation of the believers. We're told to watch out for false prophets, my brothers and sisters. What does it mean? Watch out for those who teach a partial testimony, which means you should seek the fullness of it yourself. By faith in Him, beyond the misconceits of many, and unto the will of one. When it says, let faith have your have a perfect work, my brothers and sisters, it means faith have a perfect work. I bring forth the complete, pure, perfect will of one. Beyond all distractions, beyond the multitude of different styles of doctrine that sometimes the scripture calls seeds or descendancies. May we all have the same discipline, my brothers and sisters. The Most High promised His servant Abraham when He said, walk before me, walk after me and be perfect. Knowing that the rite of circumcision was to cast aside, my brothers and sisters, the will of the flesh, and that a children having faith, a descendancy having faith in Yah, no hardness of heart, no rebellion in their minds, might seek the perfect will of Yah without reservation. Having a love for Yah, my brothers and sisters, yes, a love enough for Him and a love enough for brethren, that no man seek to exalt himself, but every man know and seek what is necessary, that every man help to complete and make whole his brother. Hebrew word for love, my brothers and sisters, does not relate agape lust. Oh, I hope you understand what I mean. Agape can never love in absolute, and it cannot be the love of Yah. Agape, my brothers and sisters, makes compromise with all the diverse standards of men, even dares to tell people that, hey, well, I put it to you this way. Recently heard that there are those who would dare to say that the Most High, even Messiah, comes to love whatever men have loved. That He delights, my brothers and sisters, some would even go as far as to say, in all the lawlessness we see in this world. And those, my brothers and sisters, who have said that He found pleasure in the midst, some have said, of drunken men, harlots. And they say that as such, He'll be satisfactory with so much of the transgression against divine law that He sees commonly among men. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that is so far from the truth. Shall men love what the Most High calls a distraction against His will? Shall men indiscriminately, unconditionally open their hearts to everything that would pollute the knowledge of a pure, perfect testimony and say it has been the love of Yah? It's time we understand what the leaders have done. They've caused men to worship after religion, my brothers and sisters, that completely seeks to appease what is the will of the flesh and not the pure, perfect, initial plan the Most High has declared for harmony after His Spirit. And the sooner men understand that what has been taught has been by and large false religion. Remember, Messiah will call men to attention to find out where their hearts are, whether they will serve Yah or not, according to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets since world began. You ever stop to consider then the love of Yah, my brothers and sisters, the love for all His will? The very name Yah relates that He is all and everything that He is. And when that righteousness is revealed, it will discern in that day who it is that will love him still. Some might say these are hard words. But my brothers and sisters, those who would honor Yah and Yah alone will find these words very precious. For nothing else, my brothers and sisters, but that which seeks to appease Yah fully is worthy unto his name. Or would any man dare to say otherwise? Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Menedim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And, you know, I began, really started going at this show an entirely different way. But the Spirit compelled that I have to say these things. Hey, why, my brothers and sisters, a prophet is sent to speak what others would not? I can only tell you there's much illness among our people. Many of my brothers and sisters who crept in, calling themselves Israel, calling themselves the people of Yah, calling themselves believers and not knowing what to believe, and even if they knew, they wouldn't tell you. The Most High wants to seriously, my brothers and sisters, reprove and refine offering for this upcoming Day of Atonement. And those who are willing to understand that and have enough love to understand that all that he loved, he would prove that they might bring forth an offering acceptable unto him. Well, discern what the Most High has told me when he told me, he said, these words I'm speaking to you now that he gave me are precious, but they're only for the most humble and diligent and therefore worthy soul. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Benedim Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all for listening to his praise, to his might, to his honor, to his glory always. Hallelujah! Thank you all again. Yes, indeed. I thank the Most High for bringing your ears near to hear and to understand.